AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The words were flying back and forth today between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
Romney, the 2012 Republican presidential nominee, is in Utah, and he said the 2016 frontrunner, Trump, is a man whose imagination must not be married to real power. Trump responded to Romney in Portland, Maine, calling him a poor candidate.
If he would have run, and even if he would have won, it would have been bad. He doesn't have what it takes to be president, that I can tell you. He doesn't have what it takes to be president.
And 2008 nominee John McCain says he has many concerns about Donald Trump's statements on national security issues. Trump says he plans to give as good as he gets in tonight's campaign debate. The AP's Mark Smith is in Detroit.
At a pre-debate rally, Trump said his wife's among those urging him not to get down and dirty.
They said, act presidential tonight. I said, I'll act presidential, but if somebody hits me, I'm going to hit him back harder.
But after plenty of attacks at the last debate, that may not be how his foes play it tonight here at Detroit's Fox Theater. John Kasich says getting personal hasn't worked in previous debates, and he, for one, isn't interested.
I just don't want to go and talk about the size of his hands or what kind of a tan he has.
Kasich says while stopping Trump's important, what's more important is solutions for America. Mark Smith at the GOP debate, Detroit.
Energy stocks rose, sending the markets higher today. After a sluggish start, all the indexes were higher at the close. The Dow Jones Industrials finished up 44 points. The market is on target for its third consecutive weekly gain. Police in Baltimore say a shooter is still on the loose after a man was shot and killed at a maintenance depot. Investigators say there was a fight involving co-workers. The federal government is proposing to lift threatened species protection for hundreds of Yellowstone area grizzly bears. It could mean future hunts for the bears in a three-state area for the first time since the 70s. This is AP Radio News. The president of the European Union, Donald Tusk, is telling people it's not worth entering the European Union illegally.
Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
A top European Union official says Turkey is under growing pressure to consider a major escalation in migrant deportations from Greece. A summit of EU and Turkish leaders will be held next week. An American adventurer, Blaine Gibson, claims he discovered part of an aircraft off the coast of Mozambique. It's not clear yet if it's part of the Malaysian Airlines flight that disappeared 2 years ago. This is Malaysia Transport Minister Liao Tiong Li.
Yes, from the pictures shown, is a high probability of the plane debris from the Boeing 777.
Flight 370 is the only known missing 777 plane. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.